Polish retail property group EPP has kept its interim distribution almost unchanged at close to 6 euro cents, and this amidst a 56% fall in net profit to 34 million euros. But the group says it's upbeat about the prospects of the Polish economy as its expansion drive continues. And joining me on the line now is company CEO Hadley Dean. Hadley, thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. So you've kept your interim distribution almost unchanged amidst a fall in profits, as I say, over this period. Give us a sense of the operating environment in Poland and where exactly you're feeling the pressure right now.
Sure. I mean, our net operating income is up by 9% and our distributable earnings are up by 9%. But this year was all about looking at our capital structure and bringing down our LTV, which we've successfully done by 2.1 percentage points. What's been really interesting about the last 6 months is the strength of the Polish economy and how that's feeding into the consumer base in Poland. And despite having a Sunday ban in place where we had 17 Sundays closed this year, we've still seen a 2% increase in footfall and, more importantly, a 6% increase in sales.
Of course, when it comes to, the kind of repositioning you're doing within this market, you've been growing and enhancing the quality of your retail portfolio. You're selling office properties. And then, of course, as you've alluded to there, implementing a capital recycling strategy as well, and that boosting balance sheet strength. Where exactly are you in that process now?
Well, we've announced our first joint venture. We'll look to on our office side, we'll look to continue to recycle our assets. But at the same time, we want to continue to pay down debt to bring in our mid to long-term goal is to have our LTV down to around 45%, which is a very healthy LTV in Europe when your average cost of capital is around 2%.
Yeah. Talk us through then on the retail side of thing with you, enhancing your exposure on that front, what you're having to deal with as far as your tenant negotiations are concerned. I mean, you highlighted footfall up 2%, sales up 6%. Your vacancies at the same time remain very low. And one wants to get a sense of how you're incentivizing your tenants, if you've had to at all, and the kind of escalations you're managing to push through on the rentals.
Sure. Well, our like-for-like rental growth this year was, or the first 6 months of this year, was at 2.4%. This time last year, I think it was at around 4.2%. But of course, this is never linear. And what we've always said is that our like-to-like NRI growth will be between 2 and 4%. But of course, it depends when you're recycling tenants. We're looking at the long-term strength of shopping centres, so it doesn't necessarily always go in a straight line. But in the first half of this year, we've renegotiated, I think, 80 or 90 leases, and there was a positive reversion, I think, of 3.6% on those leases. So it just shows you how well the retailers are performing. What's really interesting is it's the fashion retailers who are particularly doing well in Poland at the moment, and in many cases are in high double-digit growth.
And, that not being experienced, or that experience not coming through for all, economies at this stage. So I guess speaking to the strength of the Polish economy and the confidence that sits within it, Hadley, are you still on track to hitting your target of, 28 shopping centres by the end of 2020?
Yes, absolutely. So we're very well positioned to take advantage of the strength of, let's say, this Polish economy, because really what is happening is this middle class in Poland is emerging and continuing to expand like Western European consumers. And what's particularly interesting is this government have just introduced an additional fiscal, let's say, rebalancing of wealth within Poland, whereby every single family gets an additional now 120 euros per month per child. Historically, that was in the last 3 years, it was just the second and third and fourth child you got it, but now you get it for the first child. And what's interesting about that is 70% of that goes directly into consumption. So we're going to see, I think, another uptick in sales in the second half of the year.
Are there any concerns, Adley, of an economic slowdown coming to the fore in that territory? And with those concerns, is there any need at this stage of the game to start widening your footprint at all? Are you thinking strategically along a more diversified, avenue from a geographic perspective?
Yeah, from our perspective, obviously we're very linked to the German economy, which is of course in turn linked to the Chinese and the Russian and the US economy. But I think, what we can see is that, what we saw in the last, let's say, economic slowdown, more and more jobs moved from Western Europe to Poland. And I think, that is exactly what we'll see if there is another economic slowdown in Europe. More jobs will be moved to Poland. And Poland is in a very, very good position to ride out any storms that come. Because one of the key differences between Poland and, let's say, Western Europe is that the government debt to GDP ratio is around 50%, which is about a third of what the European average is. So they have the ability also to spend their way out and keep the economy moving.
Yeah, let's leave it there. Hadley, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of EPP, Hadley Dean.